USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Crumleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
President Biden signed a short-term government funding bill, avoiding the threat of a federal shutdown. The Senate passed the continuing resolution by a vote of 69 to 28, which will fund the government through February 18th. The House passed the same measure earlier on Thursday. The House and Senate Appropriation Committees brokered the deal, although some conservative lawmakers challenged it as a protest against Biden's vaccine mandate for federal and some private workers. While some GOP lawmakers, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, wanted a government shutdown to oppose the mandate and other COVID-19 rules, others ushered in a vote on an amendment defunding Biden's effort. The amendment, however, failed mostly on party lines. The new funding will keep the government open and authorize $7 billion to help settle evacuees who were part of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There's more flash mob robberies taking place in California.
Early Friday morning, thieves raided a jewelry store at a mall in San Jose, California, and got away with thousands of dollars worth of jewels. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during her briefing Thursday that the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the root causes of this new pattern of smash-and-grab robberies across California. San Jose Democrat Mayor Sam Liccardo disagrees.
I think criminals are at the root of smash and grab crimes, and criminals come up with new arrangements every time that we catch them on the old ones, and this is just the nature of criminal enforcement.
In an effort to crack down on crime, Liccardo wants to use COVID relief money to fund license plate scanners. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Honda has announced a recall of Passport, Pilot, and Ridgeline vehicles over a problem with the hood that could cause it to open unexpectedly while driving. The 2019 Passport, 2016 through 19 Pilot, and 2017 through 2020 Ridgeline are all affected, but no accidents or injuries have been reported. Owners will be notified starting in mid-January to take their truck or SUV in for a fix so the hood won't open accidentally. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.